All right, so our next and final review of the day is going to be for the film Roadhouse. Roadhouse, 1989, came out all the way back then. This is starring Patrick Swayze, peak 80s, that this movie is here. And so what is Roadhouse about? So you have this bouncer here, elite bouncer, probably way too fucking overqualified to be a bouncer, but that's okay, that's all right. And he's the bouncer who plays Dalton, not even the last name, just Dalton. That's Dalton. So he gets, you know, hired as a bouncer in this kind of honky tonk white trash type of Missouri town there. You see that, you know, when he kind of first walks into the bar, it's just nothing but, you know, trash, white trash, fighting, breaking bottles, you know, tossing each other over things. You know, it's a complete hell house. The band that plays at the bar has to have like a cage there in front of people throw shit at them. So he gets hired by Kevin Tighe's character, Tillman, who kind of come in, clean it up, you know, kind of reform the whole bar there. He sees kind of what this character can do, especially how he can handle himself. And he's a character that knows how to keep himself cool under pressure, you know, knows when to fight, knows when not to fight, when it's kind of the perfect opportunity to. And so, yeah, he kind of hires him, kind of cleans it up there and tries to reform it. But you have some people that are kind of standing in the way of that, some kind of bad guys, as you say, in this movie here, who are kind of standing in the way of that and, you know, kind of stopping at every opportunity, especially this rich guy that lives there in the town, kind of makes everything worse, kind of wants to have his own agenda for things there. So, Brandon, you're the first person. You saw it for the first time, Roadhouse 1989, in anticipation for the new one coming out. What were some of your initial thoughts with Roadhouse there?
I was not really, like, I was familiar with, like, this movie's surface level. Like, I knew Bouncer, I knew Patrick Swayze, I knew bar fights. But I didn't really know this. Yeah, I knew Family Guy. That's about it. Like, my highest knowledge was the scenes in Family Guy talking about Roadhouse. But they're not far off, honestly. They're not far off with what this movie is. And like, I don't think I've seen a lot of Patrick Swayze movies either. Like, maybe I think I've only seen Dirty Dancing before this. But yeah, like, this is, like you said, super fucking 80s. So cheesy. This cartoony, like, villains, like, just so cartoonily evil. Like, how are you that evil? But yeah, this is a really fun movie. Like, I had a really fun time watching this, and like, it surprised me in a lot of ways, actually.
So kind of like when he's trying to clean up things, you see that he makes a lot of enemies, in doing so. And you'll see a lot of kind of maybe some recognizable, you know, faces in this. You have this scene right here.
Had the right temperament for the trade.
Oh yeah.
You asshole. What am I supposed to do?
There's always barber college.
You're a dead man.
You know, so you see, like, you know, that scene, he kind of sets down the rules there of what is kind of going to be, lays down the law there. And when he's doing that, he fires some people because he noticed, like, hey, you're skimming off the top, you know, you're gone. Yeah. You know, you see that guy who was Tommy Dreamer, by the way, who's Terry Funk, by the way, who's a wrestler there for, he was a wrestler for a long time. Actually just recently passed away last year.
Oh man.
You see that, you know, he kind of fires them. And then one of the people that he fires, he sees kind of skimming off the top. He sees that, you know, he's related. He works for, you know, a guy, and, you know, that ends up being the powerful kind of villain that he ends up facing there. And the show, they is like, oh, you know what I mean? I want you to hire me back. And, you know, if you don't, you know, you're going to cause problems. So you kind of see a lot of that, where that kind of initially starts there. But you see that he's, you know, cleans everything up. I mean, pretty quick, too. I don't know. I mean, they do a little montage, you know what I mean? But I guess they were just looking for somebody to just lay down the law, I guess, you know what I mean? Somebody to do that. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of happens relatively quickly.
Yeah.
But you see him kind of integrating into this town, this little town there. You know, meeting the people at the bar there. They start to form relationships with. Also has a love interest in this movie, there, this very, very attractive blonde doctor there that kind of patches him up. What'd you think about the fight scenes in the movie?
Like I said, like when I said this movie kind of surprised me, like it was a lot more brutal than I expected. Like people were getting their asses handed to them. Like the first initial big bar fight, like when Dalton arrives, I was like, am I supposed to be laughing? This is kind of hilarious, but also like, holy shit. Weirdly enough, it reminded me of like another review we did, Jingle All the Way, Turbo Man, the Santa Claus fight. But yeah, just like a huge bar fight like this is always funny to me.
Yeah, and I can see that. And you can see like when Dalton, when he kind of sees everything kind of going in, when he's walking through the bar and everything, it's like he's just disgusted. He's just like kind of like, yeah, damn, like, he's this, like, you know what I mean? It's like garbage, you know what I mean? Like, holy crap. It's like, man, yeah, I got to do some serious fucking work here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you see that. And, you know, Patrick says, who actually does train in martial arts, like he actually, you know, was actually somebody who did train in martial arts. So, he did fit the role kind of perfectly for that. And it's really kind of done, really well done, I think, very well. Mm-hmm. I mean, still a little bit, kind of dated a little bit there for the 80s. But when the bar fight stuff happens, I think that is really good. And it does get very brutal, especially when the big fight happens at the end.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Really brutal. What were kind of some of the weak elements for you, which you saw with this?
I would say, I know it's 80s movie, but I would say it's a little bit too long. Like, this movie is like basically 2 hours. But I feel like you could have cut around a lot. I mean, I know we get a lot of like him like getting comfortable with the town, his relationship with hot blonde doctor lady. But I don't know, like, I feel like you can condense this and still tell like the same kind of story. But otherwise, like, I guess like the weaker elements, I don't know. I just thought this was like a really fun popcorn flick. Felt very like you could double feature this with like the OG Top Gun and like kind of just feel that same kind of 80s macho.
Machismo type kind of energy. Thing.
Exactly. Full of that.
Yeah.
So I guess that could be a weak point for people if like you're not too hot on the super machismo, super masculine type thing. I mean, this movie is the male gaze. There's so many just shots of women.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's tons of scene, you know, 80s cleavage out. There's even a scene in the bar there where the dude says, "Hey, I can pay you $20, you know, let my girl." And there's literally a scene where, you know, dude just grabs up and just groping a woman boobs there.
Like for 2 minutes.
Yeah. And I do agree, yeah, because this movie is almost like 2 hours long. That you do kind of see it there. Maybe you could trim some stuff there. Some of that time is filled with the romance stuff. Also, you do have Sam Elliott, who's in this movie, who plays Dalton's mentor there. Who you see in this movie is kind of like you see a kind of a young-ish Sam Elliott in some sense.
They call him like old and like dad a lot in this, but like he was like 45 during this movie. So he's looking pretty good for young Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he's kind of got like a Kenny Loggins type kind of look.
For sure.
You know, in this movie there. And yeah, this was the character that, you see that Dalton was kind of his mentor, copied his whole fit too, the black shirt, tight ass, black shirt with the jeans, everything like that, copied his whole fit. How'd you feel about this character?
Oh, I love it. I feel like Sam Elliott always plays a cool dude, but this is like one of the coolest dudes in like movie history. We were talking about the male gaze earlier, but like his introduction scene is when Dalton calls him. And he's not at a wet t-shirt contest. He's at a wet G-string contest at a bar. And like he asked him how he's doing. He's like, "I'm living life. It couldn't be better." I enjoy Sam Elliott a lot in this. I honestly kind of wanted more of him in this. But I think he plays his role pretty well. His relationship with Swayze is very, like, you could feel that mentor, not father relationship, but still, you know, very close.
Kind of more older brother type situation.
Yeah. There. Older brother, uncle, stuff like that.
Yeah. And you see him kind of coming in here with this scene.
Right, oh, yeah, this scene. So cool.
Wait, I think he calls him.
Mind your own business, Dad.
Yeah. And, like, they probably, what, 2 years apart? Like, bro, like 2-3 years apart? Like, damn.
You want to fight, dickless?
Sure ain't going to show you my dick.
Damn.
Ooh. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, man.
So good.
And what happens to his character later on in this movie is just very tragic there.
Tragic.
Yeah, you kind of see that. I remember somebody, I forgot who was, kind of, I think it was in the episode of Family Guy when they were talking about Roadhouse 2. They were like, well, instead of, because this whole movie, like you said, they're trying to press this dude, they're trying to fight him. You know, they keep going at him. It's like, okay, well, how about you wait till he leaves and he cleans it up, and then you just go back and just take over the bar there and just do that instead of constantly trying to fight this dude and getting your ass kicked and everything like that instead of doing that. How'd you feel about the love aspect of this movie there?
Gonna be honest, that like towards the beginning of this movie, it was like, there's a lot of women. Who is gonna be the one he falls in love with? Because there's another very hot blonde lady in this movie, that kind of like we see at the beginning, like when he enters the bar, then there's the kind of quirky, talks a lot bar lady that's there. But then no, we get hot doctor lady. I thought their relationship was cool. Like that, this introduction scene with them is nice. He's so beat up and bruised and damaged that he brings his own medical reports with him. But yeah, it's cute. It's like, it's nothing too much. Like I wasn't like head over heels for this or like saying I want more, but it's nice. Like the scene when Sam Elliott's character comes to town and like they dance together and they're just talking. Like, I was like, okay, this is cute. I like her character.
Yeah, that was, I think some of the movie is filled out with, you know, a lot of, you know, getting to know more Dalton, his kind of his backstory there. Also forming this kind of relationship here. And this is the scene right here where he's dancing. Yeah, which is a cute scene. I think this is good to have kind of character building moments like this. And then with an action movie like this, I spoke about it, seeing that trailer. Have you seen that trailer for the movie Boy Kills World with Bill Skarsgård?
Yes.
And I was kind of like, I don't know if there's a newer trend or a recent trend of like these action movies where you have characters who are mute or deaf or, you know, they can't talk at all or they don't talk very much. And here you have kind of an action hero in, you know, Patrick Swayze in kind of Roadhouse here, who's very charismatic. I mean, Patrick Swayze's got a lot of, you know, charisma. You know, he's likable. He's not just likable just because he's a badass. You can also tell that, you know, he's got a code. You know, he's got morals. Yeah. He's got a standard of the way things should be done. You know, so that's always good to kind of see there. What do you think about him as like an action protagonist?
Oh, no. Like, he's a fantastic action protagonist. Like, you're mentioning, like, we have been getting, like, lots of like characters like that where they're just, like, mute or they don't talk. Like, even, like, examples, Kimiko and the Boys or, like, what's her name? I don't know what's their that show. It was like a Netflix show, I think, where some, I think it might have been Skarsgård or somebody was a mute action hero.
That was Mute. The movie was called Alexander.
Yeah, of course. But no, Swayze is like so charismatic in this. Like, he is a man of few words sometimes, but like to the people he's not interested in talking to. Like in the scenes where he's like talking to the bad guy, he is very quiet. He like lets him talk more, but like in the scenes like with the doctor, like the people he befriends at the bar, like he talks a lot more, like you get more out of him. The scene with like the guy at the hardware store, I guess, like he talks to him a lot.
Yeah, the guy who he kind of rents a room out the farm.
Yeah,
you know, he talks to him, forms a relation with him. But like with bad guys, you kind of get stuff like this, right?
Closed.
Yeah.
What are all these people doing here? Drinking and having a good time. Well, that's why we're here. You're stupid to have a good time.
Damn. And drags his ass out by just like, you see, like,
the foot.
You know what I mean? I think. So you see that, you know, he does open up, you know what I mean? When he's kind of around people, you do kind of see that. And like you have movies like Silent Night, which was the Joel Kinnaman movie.
Oh, yes.
where he's muting that, or and then I mean you have John Wick, who hell, he might as well just be mute. I mean,
he talks very little.
You know, so that, I thought that was kind of really good that you have that in the movie where he does have those moments. And we mentioned kind of the brutality of this movie here.
Oh man.
I used to fuck guys like you.
That fucking lie.
Man, and this is kind of the big climax that you know have at the end. Really well done, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because of course, you know, a movie like this is gonna end with like a big fight, you know what I mean? Where you kind of gonna have it like this. And this is after the culmination of everything. Like they blew up the guy that he used to go to the hardware store, they blew up his place. They already killed Sam Elliott's character Wade already. Yeah. So he's already suffering.
They
from
set
that.
The farmer's dude house on fire like right before this.
Yeah, they said it. So it's like they're just, you know, constantly dismantling everything for this guy. Like he kind of just hits his breaking point there with this. It's like, yeah, I just got to finally deal with this, which was a really good movie. How do you think this? hey, title of the movie there. So how do you think they kind of handle this kind of final battle here?
Oh, I think it's great because they like set up this guy like as a badass fighter. When he enters and he just kicking all the other bouncers' ass with like the pool stick, he kicks like Sam Elliott's ass a bit. But yeah, I think this final fight is like a great final fight. Like we've seen kind of Patrick Swayze throughout, like of course kicking ass, but like nobody really on his level. Like of course, like he gets outnumbered, so he has to like fight multiple people at times. But yeah, this is a brutal fight. Like it felt very, I mean, this whole final act, like after this even felt very Rambo to me. Like it's brutal. He does a throat rip. He fucking rips the guy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. When is Patrick Swayze gonna be added to Mortal Kombat?
Like, right. Get Dalton in Mortal Kombat right now.
So what'll be your final thoughts and rating for Roadhouse?
Roadhouse. Fun 80s action flick. If you're like looking to burn some time, like this, I feel like this is a great movie to have on in the background, like while you're doing something, like you could pop in and out and be, oh, it's this scene, or oh, this is happening. But yeah, this is great 80s action. Like Patrick Swayze is charismatic, badass, very, very horny movie, male gaze all over the place. But yeah, I had a good time with this. I'm glad I watched it. It makes me kind of more interested in what like the new one is going to do with this formula and like whether they're going to change or keep the same. But yeah, I think I would give this a tune in as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. This, I think this, you know, this is peak 80s right here that you kind of see in a movie like this, a movie that's like, yeah, it's just. Yeah, I mean, this was
you're right. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
You do have a big star in Patrick Swayze, who had that, you know, that charm there. It made sense why he was a big star there, especially with a lot of different stuff. You know, classic type of kind of lines there, action sequences there. You know, very enjoyable movie, I think, all around there. If you're, you know, in the mood to watch something kind of cheesy in a good way, I think this will kind of satisfy that and fulfill that. So I would give it a strong tune in myself there, personally. So yeah. Hey, if this is on HBO Max, if you want to check it out and watch it, I recommend people do.
I think it's on Prime as well, you know, getting ready for that new one release.
Yeah. And there was a direct to DVD, I think, sequel of Road called Roadhouse 2. No. That came out. Yeah, nobody watched that, of course.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, there was one of that Roadhouse Last Call there is what it was called.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was it right here. Let me pull it up. yeah. Back.
But when family business becomes deadly. Oh, 2006. That's all you gotta say. It's revenge. Yeah.
How many more people are gonna die because you won't do the right thing?
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, 2006. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So at least maybe the 2024 one doesn't have a chance of being the worst Roadhouse movie.
No,
so
I mean we got Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal is usually great.
Yeah. So yeah, that was our review of
Roadhouse.
Perfect timing.
Two tune-ins. For